You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
My wife and I get burned out at last, but the church continues to move on. I don't know if my co-workers will continue to serve diligently on their posts and continue to move on. I hope that your diligence and devotion to the Lord are not based on your relationship with them.
要怎么样，我们真的祈求每一个人做什么事情，从心里面做，像是给主做的，要把最好的来给他。
That all of you will serve the Lord out of your heart for the Lord.
招待该怎么做，project该怎么做，worship该怎么做，饭食该怎么做，成人教育要怎么做，不需要有人提醒的。
I hope that no one will remind you what to do and when you are an usher or Sunday school teacher or worshiping. There are a lot of ministries that I hope that we do not have to remind all of you.
There's
so many brothers and sisters who will love the Lord and then they will proactively design and then work on the ministry.
但是如果从客观来说，我们的迫切的祷告跟神摔跤的祷告，人叫他活，你祷不搞的祷告。
But objectively, if we can pray and wrestle with that and make him survive,
When you pray,
我们一定祷告。
Of course we will pray.
为什么弟兄那天做见证，讲到他牺牲这么多的民工，受这么多的苦，他已经受不了了。
And then like Brother Wen says, when he saw so many laborers in his neighborhood, his strength just could not take it.
他通常会进食祷告三天三夜，不吃饭不喝水的祷告。
So he promoted the entire church to fast and pray 3 days without any water or food.
然后他们把教会所有的车子全部收编起来，一辆一辆开出去，把民工车来跟他们传福音。
And they collected, arranged all the cars and church to provide light for the laborers and the workers.We do not try hard because our sufferings, our trials are not severe enough.
第二方面
secondly,
我们自己的信仰不够坚。
And our faith is not true enough.
所以我们并不觉得我们是来到神的面前祷告。
We do not feel that we come before God to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我想我这样讲，很多人可能不服气。
Many people might not agree with me.
可是跟我刚刚讲到的事情是一样。
Which is like what I talked about being of late.
如果信仰是真的话，我想我们不会迟到，除非有这件事情。
If our faith is authentic,
如果我们没有信仰的话，你坐在教会里面不会咬得口香糖听到。
If your faith is real, you probably will not chew gum when you listen to sermon.
因为前面我们一定知道神在这里。
Because we know God is here.
我们在生活里面，我们会吃口香糖，我们会上主去神位，这不是讲道理。
In our daily living, we will naturally turn to Him because this is not a doctrine.
为什么我们要求神帮助我？
May the Lord help us.
让我们的信仰是真的，我真知道我所信的是谁。
That our faith is real and authentic. We really know whom we believe.
这个祷告就不一样了。
And our prayer will be different.
哎呀，我唱诗是向他去的。
When I sing songs, I'm actually singing to Him.
我来到这里，来到饼的面前，我不能不向主献上感谢。
When I come before the table, I have to give Him thanks.
我来到聚会里面，我一定会预备好来朝见神。
When I come to the meetings, I'll be ready to meet Him.
信仰要真实。
Our faith has to be real.
第三个原因是我们的使命不够强。
The third reason might be that our sense of mission is not strong enough.
我刚才已经讲过使命感怎么样的增强。
I already shared with you how to increase our sense of mission.
如果使命感增强的话，我们就一定会有信心的祷告。
If our sense of mission is strong enough, we will have prayers that will give to the God.
我不能够容许我的小组长的信心起来跟你摔跤。
Then I would say, Lord, I will not allow my small group to continue like this. I will rise up and pray and wrestle with you.
主啊，我不能够容许教会在信心这么软弱。
For I will not allow my church to be so weak in the gospel. I have to wrestle with you in prayer. I will not allow my brothers and sisters to neglect their offerings and tithing. I have to wrestle with you
in prayer.
I pray that the Lord will raise up prayer warriors that have set the condition and wrestle with them.
因此在祷告我方面的学习其实非常重要。
But these five lessons are all very important.
怎么样子在这五方面我们能够做得好呢？
And how can we excel in these five lessons?
我们通通都要回到我刚刚开头所说的祷告的真实意义上。
We all have to go back to the definition of prayer.
就是在圣灵里祷告。
Pray in the Spirit.
离开圣灵就不叫祷告。
How from the Holy Spirit if we don't pray?
在圣灵里面不可能有活的祷告。
How from the Holy Spirit we will not have a lively prayer.
不在圣灵里面，你不可能有供应生命的祷告。
Without the Holy Spirit we will not have prayer that is life.
不在圣灵里面，不可能有使命的祷告。
Without being the Holy Spirit we will not have prayer that has kingdom mission.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要圣灵在这里来浸透在我们每一次祷告里面。
And the Holy Spirit emerges as whenever we pray.
我们在讲实体思想默默培训的时候，曾经。
I share with you in a CPC class what does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit. Sister Nancy also shared with us twice. Briefly review with you. Brief important things. First thing, prayer in the Holy Spirit.
讲到我们来到至圣所。
We want to know that we come to the most holy place.
来到至高至的面前。
Come before the Most High.
我们在神圣的同在中，我们跟他祷告。
In His divine presence we pray.
有时你只要真浸透在神的同在中，就是在圣灵里。
If we merge in God's presence, we are in the Holy Spirit.
我们可以借着在同在中来享受在圣灵里的祷告。
In His presence.We enjoy prayer in the Spirit.
我们也可以在生命的联合里面
经历圣灵的祷告。
In being united with the Lord, we experience prayer and the
Word. 哥林多前书第六章第十七节，保罗说：“与主联合的，便是与主成为一体的人。”
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, "Whoever is united with the Lord, actually one spirit with the Lord."
当我在祷告中，我不再是我心中的神。
In our prayer, we say, "No longer I with the Lord."
当我们在同定的亮光，在真实的联合里面的时候，不再是我，就是主。
In the union of Christ, being crucified with the Lord, it is no longer I with the Lord.
与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。We are one spirit, 跟主的灵是 one.
Whoever is united with the Lord in the Spirit, we are one spirit with the Lord.
所以我们不光是在他的同在中，根本就是在同一个灵里面。
So not only that we are in His presence.But we are actually praying in one spirit with him.
我们一起来读一下这篇背诵经文，好不好？圣经里面记着的背过。
Let's read the memory verse together.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要真实信心不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口阐明福音的奥秘。这个靠着圣灵，英文叫做 In the Spirit， 在圣灵里。
In the Spirit。
然后随时多方祷告祈求。
I will do prayer and supplication in the Spirit。
然后底下讲到带祷，为众圣徒祷告，也为我祷告。
And we pray and we intercede for the saints and also for God。
所以就是呢，在圣灵里的祷告，第一件事情就是在神圣的同在，不是神圣的联合里面的祷告。
So when we talk about praying in the Holy Spirit。But actually, say we pray in God's presence and in union with God.
这种的祷告会带给我们最真实的。
Such prayer will bring us the greatest joy.
这种祷告会带给我们最深的安慰和满足。
And will bring us the deepest comfort and satisfaction.
这种的祷告让我们摸着能上出来的能力被它浇灌。
In such prayer, we will be in touch with power from above and being poured into.
而这样子的祷告是最有果效的祷告。
And such prayer are the most effective prayers.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们刚才点要学会的是。
And that practice, I'm practicing.
所以，当我每次祷告，如果一时不忘记的在神面前，然后就开始拼命那样子祷告啊、祈祷啊、祷告啊、说话啊，我们让圣灵提醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit remind us whenever we pray and when we're in the Spirit.
那我们先调整定音。
So that we will fine tune ourselves.
调整的 right frequency, 对的一直通的我们祷告。
And we tune our prayers to the right frequency that we will meet God.
好，那我等一下会稍微讲到我们的事实上怎么帮助我们。好，那第二件事情。
And the second.
在圣灵里面的祷告，讲到我们用灵祷告。
When we pray in the Spirit, we can pray with our soul.
保罗在哥林多前书十四章在这里，他说我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告。我要用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。
Paul in First Corinthians chapter 14 says, I will pray in the tongue and also I pray with my understanding. And I will sing with my tongue and I will also sing with my understanding.
我已经提过了哈，根据神下文，也根据很多解经家这个。惩罚这段圣经保罗指的用灵祷告可能是指的用方言祷告用方言祈祷
According to the context and also according to many interpretations of the scripture here Paul may refer to when he says pray with the spirit actually he's referring to pray with the tongue
但是并不代表用灵祷告只能用方言请大家不要误会
But it does not mean that whenever we say pray with the spirit we only
当我们分享前面那样子，我们十次破戒，我们的心灵诚实，我们在这地方火焰使命感里面向神祷告的时候，我们常常也就可以在灵里面向神祷告。
Because whenever we pray with the inspiration, fervent prayer, and then we pray with the sense of mission, we can be in the spirit as well.
这是我们可以在一个很深的恩典里面，我们浸透在神的同在中，我们可以用灵跟他祷告，不仅仅是方言。
Or we could be praying with the Spirit when we are in the deep, holy silence.
这个不是故事的祷告，就是整个安静进入圣灵中跟主的心中。
And sometimes we can be in a deep, holy silence, and we still have fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
第三， 整个圣灵里的祷告。第三方面说到圣灵亲自替我们祷告。
The third thing about praying in the Spirit is that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us.
不光是讲到他替我们祷告。
Not only that he prays for us.
提到他来教我们，他来带着我们祷告。
But he will also teach us and lead us.
因为我说到我们祷告常常动机不够纯净。然后也不够努力、不够专心，不够深入，有很多问题的。
Because whenever we pray, our motives might not be pure, we might not be mature, and we have all kinds of problems.
可是当我们祷告不出来，祷告不上去的时候，圣灵会来为我们祷告。
So whenever we cannot reach up, sometimes the Holy Spirit will help us.
也是不曾说这个说不出来的叹息，真的是神不能抗拒的祷告。
Brother Spurgeon says.Sometimes those unspeakable sighs and groanings are prayers that God cannot resist.
所以我们在主的面前，我提这三件事情，这是你们祷告的这个基本的方式跟操练。
So these are the three fundamental things about praying in the Spirit and also practicing.
第一个是神圣的同在和神圣的联合里面。
First, we pray in the holy presence and holy union.
这样子的祷告是一个活的祷告，充满生命的祷告。
Such prayers are alive and full of life.
第二个用灵祷告。
Secondly, we pray with the Spirit.
这样子的祷告是一个非常深的祷告，非常真的祷告。
Such prayers are very deep and real.
这个是从我们肺腑心肠里面出来的，心灵深处里面出来的。
Such prayers come from our spirit and the deep most.The most deep part of it.
如果神真给了我们方言的恩赐，用方言祷告，你会发现你可以祷告的透，祷告的深。
If God gives us the gift of tongue, then we can use the tongue to pray, or pray very deep and thorough prayer.
但是我还是说，这是你个人的祷告。但是在教会中，如果没有人分方言，就不要用方言祷告。
Because he's emphasizing again, this is only for your personal private prayer. If in a public prayer, like prayer meeting.If there's no interpretation of the tongues, we ask you to
pray.
Thirdly, the Spirit will pray for us. The Holy Spirit will pray the right prayers for us.
对的人，对的态度，对的动机，对的方向。
We will be the right person with the right motives and the right.
说的话，圣灵会来帮助我们。这个做了善事的时候，他就来工作来帮助我们。
If we make the wrong prayer, then the Holy Spirit will correct us and will enlighten us.
所以讲到活的祷告，讲到深的祷告，讲到对的祷告。
We will pray with a lively prayer, a deep, the real prayer, and the right prayer.
所以一个在圣灵里的祷告，一定带上这样的祷告的结果。
So whenever we pray in the Spirit.We will have these results.
我最后很快再来讲一下我们实践上。
Lastly, we will talk about our practices.
我先讲到我们个人。
Personally,
我们个人要能够在圣灵里面祷告。
Personally, if we want to pray the Spirit.
第一件事情我们要操练的就是，不管你现在情况是怎么样，我们学习，我们转职。
First thing we need to learn is that whatever situation we are or our condition.Let's turn to God.
就像我们前几次讲的，我们的心几时转向主
？Whenever we turn to God,
怕是除掉了。
And the veil will be removed.
你没有遮蔽的，你可以看见主的存在的。
There will be no more shame.
当我们真的转向神的时候，怕是出去，敞开眼向找主。
Whenever we turn to God, and the veil will be removed.
什么才能转向主？隔绝出去。主的灵在哪里？哪里是对的？什么时候转向主？圣灵大能改变的工作在我们身上实在。当我们荣上加荣的被改变，如同从主的灵变成的。这种道理不能经过就过去的，我们说这个东西需要花时间抓住它的。
We cannot let these truths just get by. We have to pay a price to actualize it.
我年轻的时候就有一个年长的弟兄提醒我们，当神对你说话的时候。
When I was young, an elderly brother reminded us.
不是当神
When the Lord speaks to you.
不是当神有很重要的信息说出来的时候。
When the Lord gives you a very important message.
我们要学习盯住这个光。
Focus on this light.
不离开它，跟着它。
Not to turn from it, but follow it.
这个光要越照越明。
this light will become brighter and brighter in our lives. So don't do it like when we look at it and we turn back and there's some important messages or promises of God that we have to focus on. For example, Noah, I was kind. Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil will be removed.
And the glorious
blessing will follow. We have to focus on it. Prayer is the divine encounter and fellowship between God and man. We have to focus
on it.
So whenever we turn to God,
and then we pray with the truth and the spirit, be very real. To know what God
wants
you to enter into the spirit, so that we can pray the spirit when you go deep in it. And we
pray
the biggest problem is because we are too outward, so we are very easy to fall, very easy to fall, very easy to be
defeated. The most common obstacle of our prayer is that we are so superficial that our spirit drifts and then we are easily distracted within our focus. Whenever we encounter storms on the sea, we go deeper into the ocean, 50 meters or 100 meters, spirit of the ocean. So the storms only happen on the surface. There on the wind will blow and everything can be shaken and
destroyed.
And everything can shake us. Everything can
distract
us.
And
we can
wonder
whenever you are on your knees, you may say, oh, I should have done it bigger yesterday. And then you are in the middle of the prayer, oh,
forgot
to pay my bill.
And you can hear the voice of the Lord.
Or in your prayer, you hear your children saying, I want to go to
school.
And whenever
we're
seeing, anyone walks in, everyone turns. Shallow person is a person who are easily distracted. Let's go deep. So so for beginners, let's learn to open our mouth and pray.
把你心里面的盼望、痛苦、感觉，所有的东西很真实的，用你嘴巴里说的话对神祷告。
Open your mouth and express all of your thoughts, feelings, and your worries to the Lord.
它能够帮助你专心。
That will help you to focus.
可是我没有那么多话。
Say, oh, I don't have that many words.
没有东西，你继续说。
That's all you just say.
学习开口说。
Open up your mouth and speak.
当你站在你开口开口，圣灵会把一些特别的负担、一些不安放在你的里面，你就为那个更大声祷告、更迫切祷告。
When you continue to speak, the Holy Spirit will place some burden in your heart and just follow the burden and to pray.
好，你本来在这里为了神家这个跟你说上次报告，在那让你每个礼拜要祷告一次，对不对？需要的开始，我们在这里祷告。
So you may be praying for the remaining of offering that we still need for the foundation.
当你祷告的内容短短讲，他为你儿子的时候
，But as you turn your prayer to pray for your son,
你可能从那里面觉得说，儿子其实是一个心理不正常，里面有个 worry， 你这个担心化成更深的祷告。
At that moment, you might sense a worry for your son's spiritual condition.And then just turn that worry into prayer.
然后你又转过来为你弟兄祷告，你说主啊，因为有基督教的事，你为他祷告。
And then you turn your prayer to pray for brother you, and then you pray
for him.
我再说他担心的。Please help brother you to live longer, and then also when you preach, 就是 the first one is so hard.
或者是你把什么负担在你愿意把它化成话。
Whatever personal worry that you might feel, turn that into prayer.
你一个人的时候，你一个人是旁边不会打岔的，你就开口祷告。
So whenever you are alone, maybe you won't disturb others. So you open up your mouth.
因为你想祷告的时候没有用，我跟你讲的是不是祷告。
Please don't just stay, sit there and think about the things you want to pray. That is not prayer.
常常想的时候就是妄想。
Oftentimes, you think about the things you want to pray,
then
you
think about the things you want to pray. 当我们来到神家公开祷告的时候，要是要让我的灵能够集中在圣灵里面，你不是去祈别人开口祷告的时候，你就说阿们。
弟兄
姊妹，当你在这里阿们阿们阿们的时候，那个祷告的人他受到激励，他的祷告也越来越高。
When you say amen, amen, the person who's praying will be encouraged and his prayer will become higher and higher.
而且我们这么多人的祷告力量加在一起，那个力量越来越大。
And as we accumulate our prayer power together, then power will be greater.
那个祝福也越来越多。
The blessing will be more.
那不光是那个祷告的人越祷告越大。
And then the person who prays will become higher and higher in spirit.
而且我们可以从他身上看到。
We also get to share his anointing.
他在那里说啊，唯有你是我们最深的满足。你说阿门的时候，你发现你的头脑很喜乐。
And he's praying, Lord, you are our deepest satisfaction. You say, Amen. You will share the joy of God.
哦，刚才他那里说主啊，我们现在都回转向你，你把我们的帕子都出去。我阿门的时候，我就觉得哎，我的帕子。
But
Brother Benson says, Lord, please help us to remove the veil. And then we say, Amen. All of a sudden, I feel that my veil is removed. Oh, Lord. 有一个孩子在，比如说我们奉你的名祷告，知道你在我们中间，我阿门的时候，我就知道主在这里。
If a young brother prays, oh, Lord, you are in our midst, your presence is here. We say, Amen. We are reminded that the Lord is actually here.
我们是出众人之力，我们一起来到圣殿，来到至圣所，在圣殿里祷告。
We collect all the prayer towers together and then we offer up the proper prayer in the temple. So we encourage brothers and sisters to pray in the communion meeting and also pray in your small group. And we will grow together that our prayers will be stronger.
所以这是为什么我说工作的时候不太长，一个太长，别人不能祷告了。
That's why I told you that when you pray the public prayer, do not pray too long.
要简短有力。
Make it short, concise, and powerful.
要去接别人的祷告。
To follow the flow of other people's prayer.
要火。
To make it alive.
就是没充分祷告一定火起来。
Then our prayer life, our church prayer will be revived.
我们一起来操练好不好
？Let's practice together, okay?
怎么又没有回音呢？好，一起去。然后我们现在讲到教会的操练。我一直印象很深刻，我觉得主就在王座上这里对我们说的这句话。讲到那种积极寻找圣公或神家不是祷告的人。
He talks about people who proactively seek for services and ministry and to pray for the revival of the church. As brothers and sisters, in the coming 2 weeks,
第一个礼拜,
first week,
我们请会教会某一些事工或是某一个 department 于是我们会请会上的祷告。
And we will fervently pray for one ministry or one department at church.
包括他的 leader.
Pray for the leaders.
所以，比如说，你虽然不是在敬拜团队，但是你觉得敬拜特别有负担，为他们祷告，就好好奉献为他们祷告一个礼拜，一整个礼拜。
You might not be in the worship team, but if you have the burden to pray for worship team, then pray for them for a week.
你也可以为着你自己所在的服事团队，如果你是福音组，你说我要有负担为福音组祷告，那是放整个礼拜为福音组祷告。
Or you can pray for all the ministry that you are in, say, of gospel ministry.
请祷告，给我们智慧。
And it will give us wisdom.
让我们怎么样子去寻找羊、羊绒和马。
So we know how to seek.
让我们学会观察超物，知道哪里有缺陷，哪里不够好。
So we know how to watch over the affairs, and we know the shortcomings and where.
或是已经不错，我们怎么让它更好
？Or to make the good ones better.
啊，因此呢，我们千万要脱离那种一个命令一个动作，不一下动一下的事情。
Apart from the pattern that we only actions on behavior.
当我们在祷告的时候
，So when we whenever we pray，
你所祷告的那个部门、那个 ministry 啊，那个事工，是因为我们自己的祷告，它一定得祝福的。
The ministry and department that you pray for will be blessed。
如果他这个祷告在里面所给的是一具体的负担，我们起来亲自行动。
And if the Lord gives you some of details or the person, like take action。
我们可以把祷告的心得是献给部门的这个负责同工，或者我们给他们承担。
You can share, you can write an email or share with the leader the burden。
或者我们在暗中补他们的不足。
Or we try to make up the insufficiencies。
这是第一个部分。
That is the first week.
我们学习观察神迹。
I'm going to watch over.
我们是非常积极的态度，不是消极的找毛病哈。
That's a very positive and grounded attitude. We're not here to criticize.
我们是积极的，在这里找破口要去堵它，不是在这里找毛病来责备来挑剔的。
We're not here to find faults, but find gaps so that we can clean up.
第二个礼拜，为了教会的气氛。
Church meeting.
所以是你们不仅仅为自己所在的小组或团体祷告。
Not only that, you will pray for your small group or fellowship.
一定要抓住，把我们这个小组团体翻一番呢。
Lord, please multiply our small group.
如果你们已经很好，你说它更好。
If your small group is already good, make it better.
除了为自己小组迫切的祷告一个礼拜以外。
In addition to pray for your small group for 1 week.
在那个礼拜，求主也加一个负担给你。
During that week.Ask the Lord to give you one more burden.
就是为了教会任何已经有的聚会，比如说你特别有负担为教会祷告会祷告。
And then pray for church-wide meeting, for example, our church building.
或者你特别有负担为了教会的播饼，为了教会的 worship， 为了教会的小组，为了教会的祭坛，不管是哪一个，给教主第一个负担给你。
Or the community meeting, or the worship meeting, whatever meeting, may the Lord give you a burden.
专心专心祷告一个礼拜。
Focus, pray for that for a week.
求神把使命给我们。
May the Lord give us this mission.
求神支持我们的祷告，让我们能够为这个团队、为这个聚会带来生命、带来释放、带来祝福。
And we will bring to this meeting blessings and life through our prayers.
好不好？这几件事情容易起哈。
Okay, let's remember.
第一个是为了教会的事工或是服事。
First, choose the ministry
or
department
to pray for. 包括那个服事的领袖，让他能够真正的属灵，能够真正的为神要站在该站的位置。
And pray for the leader that the leader will be spiritual, love the Lord, and stand up at the right position.
第二个，为了神教各样的聚会，包括我们自己所在的教会。
We pray for our church meeting in addition to our small group of fellows.
我们不光在地上学会了 plan ahead， 事情做计划。
We learn to plan ahead.
我希望我们从今天开始，我们所有的聚会、所有的侍奉，我们也都 pray ahead， 用祷告走在前面。
Hope that from now on, all the meetings, all the services, we will pray ahead.
当我们这样子做的时候
，As we are practicing it,
我相信聚会会不一样。
I'm sure the meetings will be different.
感谢牧师领带领我们，让今天的聚会高于明天的。
And that our worship team is leading us.To see how we become the companion of the Lord.
让我们真的在爱中，我们愿意陪着主行在路。
That in love, we want to accompany the Lord through this journey.
让我们在爱中不仅仅成为羔羊的同伴，也成为羔羊的同工。
Not only that we become the lamb's companion, but we also become His co-worker.
这位羔羊现在是身上高天尊荣的大祭司，他长远活着替我们祈求。
So the land is the high priest in heaven, and he lives forever and makes intercessions for us.
虽然我们不仅仅跟随羔羊走十字架的路，我们也在祷告中跟羔羊一同屈膝，为着神祷告。
So not only that we will follow the lamb to walk on the way of the cross, we will also follow the lamb to be the intercessor.
我们能够更多在圣灵里面祷告。
And we will pray more in the Holy Spirit.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.